Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of December 1960 and the 22nd of June 1962. Nibbana is always exists. Sayadaw formulated a dependent origination chart from the Buddha's teachings to explain many of his talks very successfully. It is helpful to understand the Dharma in a very profound and clear way. It needs to use this chart to understand some of its talks and for contemplation. This chart is very well known to most Buddhists in Burma. You may find this chart on the internet in English version, e.g., Site A or Site B. T1. Interesting talks on the nature of samsara and nibbana. Khandhas do not always exist and it's dukkha. It's also samsara. Nibbana is the opposite way. It always exists and no dukkha. It's nirodha, the cessation of dukkha, the real happiness and peace. Samsara is no beginning and has ending for someone follows the Noble Eightfold Path. Nibbana has beginning and no ending for someone practices the Noble Eightfold Path, whereas no beginning for someone who does not practice the path. The Buddha stayed at Savathi, Jetavana Monastery and talked to the monks. Whoever seeing Vedana Anicca had right view. The body is Vedanakanda and you can find Vedana at any time if paying attention to the body. Sayadaw gave a simile. Anyone pointed a finger to any direction where the sky did always exist. In contemplation of feeling, you will see Anicca at first. With the continuous practice will become disenchantment to Vedana, Nibbidanana. This is another right view which is more mature than the first one, Yathabhuta Nana. Nibbida Nana is understanding Dukkha. Sayadaw gave a simile between the two different Nanas. Yathabhuta Nana is like a razor shaving the hairs and not very clean enough, whereas Nibbida Nana is a sharper razor which clean cuts the hairs, but the hairs of the roots still inside the skin. Closing square bracket. The five khandhas, the mind and body, do not always exist but have dukkha. They do not always exist but it's only suffering when they exist. Look at it in whatever way, it is never good. People who don't have the knowledge are praying to get for it. By doing wholesome merits with prayers, they are praying for the impermanence and dukkha. So you have to stay with only happiness. It's the truth of the cessation of dukkha nirodha sakka. Samsara doesn't have beginning but has ending for someone who knows the truth. Nibbana has the beginning and no ending. You can take it as the happiness without ending. If you discern the impermanence of feeling becomes right view, the view leads to Nibbana. In the khandha there is always existing one of the feelings. Without feeling is Nibbana. The whole body exists with feelings. If you are using the noble eyes, Arya eyes, to observe will always see it. Discern the existence to non-existence is Anicca. This is seeing the absolute reality, Paramatta Dharma. If you see something originally not exist is concept. Discerning impermanence is right view, the first stage. Continue for contemplation and becomes disenchantment to feeling is the second stage. Even it becomes as you don't want to continue the contemplation. Right view becomes more mature. The practice on the way to Nibbana must be in this process. It is also becoming close to the truth of Dukkha. After the second stage, it continues becoming free from affection to Anicca. And all the attachments Raga Dharma cease, this is the third stage. The wrong view, Ditthi, and all the kamas associated with wrong view are ceased together. T2. Not always exist and exist with dukkha are mind and body. These are its original nature. They are always like these. It's impermanent so that it does not always exist. With the arising and passing away is dukkha. So don't want any mind and body. Make a decision that these phenomena are not good to get and receive. These do not always exist and exist with dukkha, therefore it's the truth of dukkha. There is no dukkha for Nibbana, whereas this Dharma, i.e., Nibbana or Dharma, always exists there. Nibbana and mind, body are different nature. So don't be in confusion. Your preferring the human and heavenly worlds is the liking of a leper, who is using the fire heat to alleviate his itches. Nobody can destroy Nibbana and create it as well. Again, mind and body have no beginning and have ending. The Buddha said that you couldn't think about the beginning of mind and body. But it has the ending for someone who knows how to go there. Nibbana has the beginning and happiness without ending. Samsara doesn't have the beginning, whereas has the ending. But that need to be encountered a good teacher. Nibbana has the beginning and no ending. You will instantly doubt these points. Someone with the help of a teacher and after arriving, there will have the happiness which is never end. If you meet the path factors, you will have the beginning. Sayadaw explained the above ideas with dependent arising process. Because of the past ignorance we have the present khandhas. With these khandhas we create kammas and will receive the future khandhas. During the dying moments will become sorrow, lamentation and taints arise. Asava samadaya avidya samadaya, taints arise and ignorance arises, because of the taints and ignorance comes back again. Someone who doesn't know the truth at near death becomes sorrow and lamentation. Taints and ignorance combine together to get the khanda again. It's running in a circular way that there is no beginning. It's like searching for the beginning of an egg. Also like an ant running around the edge of a circular plate. It is possible for the end of a samsara for someone only when a Buddha was arising into this world. Except a Paksekabuddha. Also must teach the truth of Dharma to them. From ignorance to become knowledge and kamic formation becomes non-kamic formation, asankara, and then samsara will come to an end. You have to practice to become vi-sankara. Vi means free from something. I use asankara to make you understand it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of December 1960, 5th to the 8th of September 1961. The Six Oceans of Magandhya. T1. The Buddha compared the six sense doors with the six oceans which never overflowed or human beings never fulfilled their desire. The oceans can be dry up when the world comes to an end. But living beings' desire never dry up and it can be only by the Noble Eightfold Path. Magandhya Brahman disagreed with the Buddha because the Buddha cut off desire. His view was increasing desire. But the Buddha said that he cut off desire and found the real happiness, i.e., Nibbana, was incomparable by the sensual pleasure. We can contemplate sensual pleasure as real dukkha. Even these momentary pleasures are not easy to come by and only with hard works. The eye looks at forms and they are never enough for it. The ear hears the voice of son and daughter and they are never enough for them, etc. Therefore the six sensual doors are like the six oceans. You can never fill them in full. Filling them is only one person. By filling it until you die. But the eye door never enough for it, and you are overcome by tiredness. By filling them, at last it ends up in the coffin. The monks asked the Buddha, what is called the ocean? The Buddha answered that the water in the natural ocean could be dry up when the six suns came out. But the kalesa water from your six sense doors would be never dry up. Busy by filling is not only one's own six oceans, but there are also extra oceans have to be filled. I.e., family members. Their leader is Tanha. It's like a blind man filling a pot with holes in it. Tanha hole is very wide so can't never fill it. Sayadaw told the Magandhya's story, MN 75, Magandhya Sutta. Magandhya Brahman quoted his view from their ancient text to oppose the Buddha's view. The Buddha had seen the real happiness of Nibbana and not indulged in the desire and attachment of sensuality. These are inferior dharmas. People are still can't find anything better than that, and in craziness for them. Still can't find the real happiness and take these as the real things. And take the suffering as the happiness. Revised on the 2nd of July 2019. T2. Sayadaw said samsara should be taken the kanda as arising and passing away moment to moment continually. This is a more practical in sense. Past is only a memory, so can't do anything about it. The beginning of samsara is kanda. The ending of samsara is the ending of kanda. So the present samsara is more important. From here can cut off the future samsara or to continue. The Buddha stayed at Kuru state. After the old Magandhya Brahman became an Arahant, one day the Buddha went to the fireplace of Bharadvaja Brahman. He sat on the grass near him for a few days. So the Brahman looked after the sitting place properly. One day the old Magandhya's nephew young Magandhya had a walk and came to his friend Bharadvaja's place. He saw the sitting place very clean and tidy so that he asked him whose sitting place it was. After he heard the name of the Buddha and said that it was unlucky for him to see the Gautama's sitting place. Bharadvaja asked him why. Because he cut off worldly affairs was the answer. Bharadvaja said to him that he should not say in this way, and Gautama was worshipped by many. Magandhya retorted as if he meant the Buddha would say the same thing to him. From far away the Buddha heard their conversations with the divine ear. He came to their place and said directly to Magandhya about their conversations. Magandhya was shocked by what he heard from the Buddha. Then the Buddha explained his way of practice to cut off worldly desire. By observing whatever arising from the six sense doors, and tanha is cutting off. Connections of dukkha are samsara. Cutting of dukkha is the stopping of samsara. Connection of mind-body processes are samsara. A connection of kanda in a circle is samsara. Don't take samsara with months and years. For example, you open your eyes and seeing arises. This is the beginning of samsara. It starts from the aggregate of consciousness. It will not wrong, if you take the beginning of samsara as from the kanda. After the seeing and the next mind, kanda of wanting mind arises. This is another samsara. Now, it's already two samsaras. Samsara becomes increasing. If it's continuous and up to kamma, and dependent arising is completed, you'll get the future birth. This is the extension of samsara. After getting a new kanda, it's followed by aging, sickness and death. This is also samsara. From the seeing consciousness to kamma is present samsara. From birth onwards is future samsara. The Buddha asked to cut off the present samsara was to stop the future samsara. Stopping the process of increasing, and samsara will stop. From present samsara to future samsara is the increasing of samsara, continued the Magandhya story. Magandhya likes the increasing of desire. You all are the same. So you all are the relatives of Magandhya. Not understanding of dependent arising and all are like him. From the point of truth, people like the increasing of dukkha. With more increasing of dukkha is more falling of tears. More increasing of sorrow and lamentation will follow. It's true to say that all of you are the relatives of Magandhya and with his wrong view. The Buddha taught to Magandhya the above mentioned Dharma. Every time of seeing, contemplate the impermanence of form becomes the path factors. This was the doctrines of the Buddha for the cutting off craving. Magandhya doctrine was increasing of craving. Just seeing is a neutral mind and without any fault. But by continuing the process has fault. Therefore stop the tanha, upadana and kamma arise by practice. With the contemplation is cutting off samadhiya and dukkha. Magandhya believed according to their text, it was misinterpretation by them. Others also have their own records. It will bring to arguments if there are differences among all these ones. Taking the kanda process is the right one. Revised on the 2nd of July 2019. T3. In the beginning, Sayadaw gave instruction on how to listen Sakka Dharma. If the monk talks on Vedana, the yogi should listen with the ear but the mind observes Vedana. In this way during the talk discerns Anicca, becomes Nibbida Nana, knowledge of disenchantment, and Magga Nana, path knowledge, successively. During MAGA nanomoment you can't hear the talk anymore. This point supports the existence of Vipassana jhana by the commentary. Sayadaw said no one realized Nibbana just by listening only. However quick the enlightenment was more or less it needs to contemplate. Sayadaw encouraged his disciple practice diligently. He said the preacher and the listeners were moving toward death in moment to moment. So everyone could die at any time. If we die before the realization we'll miss the good chances. Whoever observes Anicca at this moment he was wise and not foolish. Should not determine wise and fool with concept. Determine with the moments to moment practice. In the later period of 1961 to 1962 Sayadaw gave talk usually based on strong Samvega, urging and encouraging his disciples practice diligently without wasting time. Sayadaw mentioned on death very often in his talks. He knew the time of his death a long time ago. Moment-to-moment time concept is very important to yogis or Buddhists, because reality and experience is a moment. Practice, doing merits, realization etc., all actions are momentary. In each moment, we are influenced by avidya and tanha, and then towards jati or birth of misery without practice. On the other hand, by practicing with each moment, we are influenced by sati and panna, and then towards nibbana. The Buddha said to Magandhya that he knew sensual pleasure very well as a prince enjoyed the highest sensual pleasure, and was aware of its empty nature. So he gave it up, led a homeless life for the real happiness, and realized nibbana. The Buddha used simile to compare sensual pleasure and nibbana. Human sensual pleasure were nothing, if compared to heavenly pleasures. Here Sayadaw gave the analogy of a hungry dog eating human excrement which are very common in poor countries. But for human this view is very disgusting. Another example was a man infested by leprosy had to scratch the itchy sensation and sometimes used the heat of fire to alleviate it. After curing the disease he will never close to the heat of fire anymore. If the Kanda is talking about impermanence to you during the talk, then you get the Yathabhuta Nana. At that moment your ears are hearing the talk and also the mind observes the Kanda with seeing impermanence and identity view falls away. The Dharma is talking to you and the mind appreciates it. After that come disenchantment to the Kanda, the mind develops and wants to free from it. Tanha becomes thinner that develops to this knowledge. By continuous observing the impermanence of the Kanda and it comes to an end. At that time you can't hear the talk and the mind inclining towards Nibbana. In the time of the Buddha some people realized Nibbana by listening talks and at the same time observing the Kanda. Without knowing these, people think it is just by listening. It didn't happen just by listening. Give an example, if you are observing a carcass of a dog for some period of time. It is becoming slowly bloated and livered with various worms and eaten by vultures. Later you'll find its disappearance. Here also the same it's becoming clear with the developing knowledge. Our only concern is for the continuation of the knowledge. Seeing the Nibbana, Kalesa dies out at the same time. In this way, during the time of the Buddha, they became Sotapanna till Arahant. After the talks, they didn't want to leave, but wanted to report their experiences to the Buddha. I am urging you very often to practice hard as death can come to you at any time. If you are still not discerning Anicca is the time of a fool. By discerning Anicca is the time of the wise. The time of the wise or the fool are decided by time moment. Without attention, those who can't see impermanence is living with ignorance. Therefore it's foolishness. If you discern it, so it's wise. The fool goes to the plane of misery. The wise goes to the blissful plane, Sugati, and Nibbana. Death is also momentary. If another moment does not arise, then it's death. Nibbana is also in the moment. If Kalesa not arise in the next moment, then it's Nibbana. Therefore 7 years old novices arrived at Nibbana. It's not only for the grown-up. Make these decisions. By cutting of dependent arising is wise and not cutting off is foolish. The next mind does not arises after this mind, it is death. After this mind, a foolish mind arises, it is living with a foolish life. But it is living with a wise life with the wholesome mind arising. When a hell being was arriving in hell and questioning by Yama, king of the hell. The questions were connection with the dependent arising. They were suffered in hell accordingly by the decision of the Dharma, which they had committed. Continued Magandhya's story, every Dharma arises, it is the increasing of defilements without contemplation. With contemplation, it is cutting off it. All the Dharmas arising from the six sense doors are in these processes. Sound sleep is unconscious mind which is life continuum mind, Bhavanga Chitta. You can't sleep is active mind, Jivana Chitta, and a lot of thinking going on. Whatever mind state arise contemplate its impermanence. The Buddha told about his bodhisattva life with sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasures are increasing desire. You are taking pleasure in family life and wealth, it is not seeing Nibbana. The Buddha said if you really see Nibbana and you would not take pleasure in them. It was like the differences between worldly pleasure and heavenly pleasure. Another one simile is a human becomes disgust with it when seeing a dog eating excrement. In the same way, just practice to have right view. If you take pleasure in your own things still not have right view. Next example was a man had leprosy. If you are in pleasure with your family and wealth is like a leper. Wanting to go near a pit of glowing embers. After curing the disease doesn't want to go near the heat anymore. Revised on the 2nd of July 2019. T4. The way of Magandhya's tradition was the continuation of dependent arising. That is, contact right-pointing arrow feeling right-pointing arrow craving right-pointing arrow clinging right-pointing arrow action. The Buddha's way was the cutting off dependent arising. That is, contact ceases right-pointing arrow feeling ceases right-pointing arrow craving ceases right-pointing arrow clinging ceases right-pointing arrow action ceases. Sayadaw gave a very good example the differences between sensual pleasure and Nibbana peace. The rich man Visakha, after becoming an anagaman, non-returner, was not interested in his beautiful wife Dharmadina and wealth. We always get lost in unreal things because of the kalesas. Continued the Magandhya's story from T3, after cure of his leprosy, two strong men grasped this man and forcefully pushed him near the fire again. But he would reject it. Ordinary people are like this, because of their kalesa disease, they take impermanence as permanence, dukkha as sukha, not self as self, not beautiful as beautiful, and get lost in sensual pleasure. These are like fire and burning, but take it as cool and pleasant. In some discourses the Buddha compared the body with disease. Now he was free from kalesa disease and a real happy person. Then the Buddha recited these verses, Arogyam Paramalabha. Nibbanam Paramam Sukham, Anya Naiti Gantha Sangaho Naradakadipani Kayakamaniya Nidisa, health is the best fortune. Nibbana is the foremost happiness, and the Noble Eightfold Path is the best way. Magandhya requested the Buddha to show him the way to real happiness. But the Buddha said to him that he was born with blindness, so he must cure his vision first and then could show him the way. Closing square bracket. In the beginning Sayadaw made a very important point. The Buddha with the five great sacrifices fulfilled his paramis, perfections for Buddhahood, which were not for his own Nibbana. Offered his life, bodily parts, great wealth, wife and children. If he wanted it he would get it at the time of the Buddha Dipinkara as the hermit Sumedha. It was only for the living beings. Therefore we should respect and show gratitude for his great compassion and love with diligent practice. In the Mahasanatha Sutta, Minnesota 122, the Buddha mentioned to Ananda, Ananda engage with me in friendliness and not in opposition what I have admonished and have faith and follow accordingly with it. Therefore don't show disrespect and ingratitude to the Buddha. Before we fall into hell, correct out mistakes and practice hard. Sayadaw mentioned the two different ways of dependent arising. Cut off the increasing of craving by not letting tanha, upadana and kama arise. The dying of craving is the death of papanka dharma, tanha, mana and ditthi. Before seeing the real dharma, we are tortured by the fake dharma, i.e., nibbana and worldly dharma. If you try hard and see the real one, do you want the fake one? Seeing the real one and don't want the fake is natural. If you see the real nibbana, will not want the family members and wealth. Do you still happy at home after become a non-returner? Sayadaw gave the example of Visakha as the point for overcame sensual pleasure. Torture by the fake one is increasing craving and will arrive to the plane of misery. Thinking of living together with family member and wealth bring coolness is a kind of craziness. Most of you think it's not a cool place like the Dharma Hall, whereas it is cool when arriving at home for you. All of you have strange disease. It's over crazy, crazy disease. Fire is a natural heat. Only a crazy person is going near a pit of glowing embers. A person with inversion will go near it. Therefore, the Buddha taught us to contemplate the khanda as disease, sore, etc. If you still not see impermanence is a double blind person. Revised on the 2nd of July 2019. T5. Continued the above talk to the verses which the Buddha recited to Magandhya. The Pali verses were handing down from the past Buddha until to the time of Gautama Buddha and preserved in the Brahman tradition. But they were using it for the worldly ceremonies. The Buddha's instruction to Magandhya had 3 points. 1. Approaching a teacher for instruction. 2. Listening to the Sakha Dharma. 3. Practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma. In all these points, the third is the most important one. Sayadaw explained on practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma as seeing reality as its, and will lead to Nibbana. In Pali is Dhammanu Dhammapatipati. The mind knows the reality of what really exists in the khanda. According to Sayadaw, it's the nature of anicca or the three universal characteristics. It opens up the Dharma eye, then ignorance becomes knowing or knowledge. The knowledge of eye, nana kaku, is opening up. Living beings were born with blindness and die with blindness in samsara, and never had been seen the light of Dharma. Samsara is like the prison of darkness. Revolving in samsara is like changing prison to prison. And never find peace and real happiness. Sayadaw said that in the beginning of the practice, Manadvara Pasada, mind door sensitivity is not clear and bright. Therefore seeing anicca is not very clear and intermittent. And with the continuous, diligent practice becomes clearer and brighter and discerning more and more. Closing square bracket. First, you discern the impermanence of the khanda. After that comes the disenchantment of the impermanence of the khanda. Later knowing the khanda as truth of dukkha and developing to the point of not wanting it. At last all the disenchanted khanda are disappeared. With all the disappearance, are there still any pain and discomfort like the disease and sore exist? Without any of these is nibbana. The Buddha also taught in this way. All these impermanence originally existed. We can't see them because of greed, hatred and delusion. Also not follow to the ending of them that can't arrive to nibbana. The Buddha taught it existed within the two armed length khanda. After if you can't find the body and will arrive there. Make you yourself clear about this point by practice. It existed, so the Buddha taught about it. Before it arises, the mind, nana, is staying straight with the impermanence. After that the mind, nana, is staying straight with no impermanence. No impermanence is nibbana. Sayadaw in many of his talks was using language skillfully in many ways to explain the Dharma, knowing this is path knowledge. Only the one who practices will see it. All of your duties are following up to the end of impermanence. Don't ask for something which can't be given, by prayers and vows. You have to get it only by practice. You only will get dukkha if you don't get nibbana. The Gatha, verses, on Nibbana was reciting by the Brahmins for good fortune. If you still don't know the reality of the Kanda is wasting your times among the blind people. The real existence is impermanence, but what you are knowing is my son, my daughter, etc. If you know the reality, then ignorance becomes knowledge. Aloko Udapadi, light appears. If someone dies without getting the light, is the corpse of a blind. Our grandparents and parents were also died in this way. In next life will fall from a cliff because moving like a blind person. Whatever realms of existence you are in, it's only a prison. You must afraid of dying without getting any light for your both eyes. With continuous practice, the mind is becoming clearer. Later mind sensitivity, mana prasada, and the knowing mind will fit in together. When this comes and become a person with light, the dying of the blind will take rebirth accordingly to the arrangement of kamas. A person is gaining light can take rebirth accordingly to his desire. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of December 1960. Tanner the Tailor. Near the end of the talk, Sayadaw made a very interesting point on the existence of Nibbanich element. His logic was simple by using the Four Noble Truths and their functions in the direct experiences of yogis. From these points we can know what Nibbana is. The Buddha taught on how a Dharma preacher mind should be in teaching to people. The 1st of May they be well and can listen to this talk. 2. With metta in mind, may they understand what I have to talk. The 3rd of May they can practice accordingly after understanding of the Dharma. If a monk possesses these three states of mind and teaching to people is a good teaching. From your side is after listening to the talk, practice and better become a stream enterer, Sotapanna, to Arahant. I will listen to the talk, try to understand it and practice for the realization of the highest level. You must have the aspiration to achieve the highest level. If you underestimate yourself, then you will achieve the lower level. Aspire to achieve the middle and higher levels, which you can achieve accordingly. There were some evidences of existing stories. The Buddha always encouraged to the monks for the achievement of highest levels to end dukkha. Sayadaw told the story of Ven. Nandaka for this talk. Nandaka was very well known in teaching by using similes and examples in the time of the Buddha. Yesterday I had explained some of the similes by him. There are six sense doors sensitivities, prasada rupa, in the body, six sense objects outside. We take these things as me and mine. Tanner is connecting them between him, joining the sense objects and sense doors. Tanner is the cause of dukkha, samadaya sakka. Its existence is the cause of suffering. You must cut it off with the knife of path factors. In this way it can't connect the inside and outside, so that samadaya sakka dies out. These two dukkhas cease and nibbana appears. The monks taught 500 bhikkhunis before Nandaka, but no one had the realization because they had the desire for Nandaka's talk. Nandaka and the bhikkhunis had karmic links for many lives time. He gave the simile of a dead cow. The cow body like the internal bases, ajjata ayatana, and the hide outside like external bases, bahida ayatana. Skin muscles, connective tissues and attachments between them are like tana. In the same way in practice must cut off tana with the knife of boijunga or magunga, factors of awakening or factors of the path. They asked him how to contemplate and cut it off. He asked them in the following way. Is form permanent or impermanent? Quote. It's impermanent, then. Sir. It's impermanent, dukkha or sukha? Quote. It's dukkha, then. Sir. If so, can you say this is mine, this I am, and this is myself? Quote. It's not, then. Sir. In the same way, the I, etc. Contemplate the impermanence of the both sides. When it is cutting off, it is tana which connecting them in the middle. In this case impermanence still has any bodily form. Quote. No, then. Sir. Can tana connect them without it? Quote. No, then. Sir. Tanner can exist only by connecting them. Can't connect, then it ceases to exist. Tanner dies away by contemplation of mind and body, because it cut off the phenomena which Tanner is connecting them. Tanner can exist by connecting the internal and external. By contemplation of impermanence Dithi and Tanner die out. The knife is like Magunga or Boijunga. Practice hard with right effort, Sama Vayama. Hold the knife and cut it off. Don't leave it there, only with the hand of right effort and by holding the knife of right view that Tanner will cut off. In the five path factors, mindfulness, sati, effort, viriya, and concentration, samadhi, are the hand and right view, sama ditthi, right intention, sama sankappa, are the knife. You can't do it by prayers. You can't cut it with the mouth. These two points are practicing by most Buddhists in the later period of Buddhism. Without Tanna arises clinging, action and birth are cutting off. If you practice with one of the Satipatthana and will be succeeded, Tanna connects to all the five khandhas. Therefore, if you contemplate one of them, Tanna dies out. In the dependent arising, connecting death and birth are craving, clinging and action. Death is dukkha and birth is dukkha. Sense objects and sense doors are also truth of dukkha. In practice, don't forget the dictum, be mindful, put effort to contemplate with wisdom. Whatever dharma arises, be mindful of it and contemplate persistently with wisdom. Impermanence is dukkha sakka, contemplation is magga sakka, and the death of tanha is samudaya sakka. In the Four Noble Truths, if dukkha and samudaya die out, only nirodha and magga are leaving behind, or the peacefulness and knowingness are leaving behind. Therefore, it is impossible that nothing exists in nibbana. Some Buddhists and non-Buddhists take nibbana as nothingness. During his life, an arahant has nirodha and magga or peace and knowing, he can stay in fruition state if he wishes. There is no magga khanda anymore after he put down his burdened khanda, when an arahant passed away. But the peaceful happiness, santi sukha, of nibbana is leaving behind, or undying is leaving behind. Staying with happiness is nibbana. Sayadaw continued to the end of Nandaka's story. All the bhikkhunas realized the dharma respectively according to their aspirations. This story testified this point. There are four piles of excrements, kalesas. If any one of them left over, it's still not well yet. Therefore you have to clean out all of them.